And good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And brought to you by Arnold Moore and Heekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. We have Derek Jones in here with us from the Dewey Church of Christ. And we've got a big summer plan, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Lay it on us.
Okay. We're getting ready to start our Dewey Church of Christ. We're getting ready to start our VBS. That's for all children from pre-K age 4 to teenage. All of them are invited. It's going to be June 6th through the 8th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be June 6th through the 9th. It's going to be from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Dewey Church of Christ at 1313 North Osage. It's just north of the high school. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing singing, so we're going to be singing a lot. We're going to be doing puppet shows. We're going to be lessons. We're going to be lessons keyed on Jesus is our superhero. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming from David and Esther and Joshua, and especially Jesus. And then also we're going to be doing crafts for the kids. And there's, like we said, it's going to be a teenage class, a kids class, it's going to be a teenage class, and there's also going to be a class for adults.
Oh, so the adults get to go to Vacation Bible School this year.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we engage children like this and young adults, it's really key to keep them interested. Now, in summertime, you got so many things that are distracting. Mm-hmm. But these are some pretty good lessons that need to be learned. I love the way that these are set in a way that engages the young mind and makes it fun.
Yes, right. Because they like fun.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. And if you accidentally learn something, that's really good.
Oh, that's a big plus right there. So,
tell us a little bit about the Dewey Church of Christ.
Man, it is an amazing congregation. Uh-huh. We got an amazing preacher named, I'm the outreach minister, and then the preacher is Chris Watts. He does some amazing, uplifting sermons that is key for every single one of us. Mm-hmm. And it might step on our toes sometimes, but sometimes we need that.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Sometimes that's how you get someone's attention.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a little too close for comfort as far as the message is concerned. Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention to the message then.
Yeah, that's right. So we have it's a great group of people. Has a great kids program there. All age group, teenage class, adult class, ladies class, in all them different areas. So it's just an amazing that can teach you spirituality and a great congregation. The people are amazing, and I promise you go there and you come there and visit us. I guarantee you're going to be uplifted, and I guarantee you, you're going to feel just at home, because that's what we feel with all of our visitors that come. We want them to feel just at home.
So, Derek, it's like a big family, right?
The big family, that's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
Yeah.
Gotta like that. Now, if we want some more on the Vacation Bible School classes, just give the church a call.
Yes, you get a church a call. You want to register? You can register anyway. You can call us at the church building. That number is 918-534-2782, or you can register online at www.deweycoc.org and get up there, and they have Vacation Bible School, and click on that, and you can register right there.
I imagine on the same website you could find out
more about the church
itself.
Yep.
Yep. Just everything that it offers. So especially if you're new to the community,
yes,
that's great. And if you've been knocking around a while and you've been looking for a church home, or perhaps a new church home, this is a nice opportunity to do it too at this time.
That's right.
Man, how long have you been with them?
My goodness, I moved here last July, so I started like July 15th.
Oh, yeah, so you and I are both kind of newbies. But that's okay. That's okay, because, there's a lot of people to meet and a lot of great things that the community offers. Yep. And of course, being with a great church is a great center point.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man. Now, once again, the dates are coming up in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. You know, it just seemed like yesterday school got out, and it did.
Yeah.
Now we're migrating. This summer, the spring-summer thing is moving along pretty darn quickly. Uh-huh. Graduations and everything, and now quickly we move into VBS, and I think that's a good move.
That's it.
You don't want too much of a lag time there.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Now, with the outreach beyond the VBS, I imagine the church has a few other things.
Yeah, we got, other activities that we are planning. I know we have planning to get all that COVID stuff out of the way.
Isn't that great?
And we can be able to start doing more activities within for the community outreach or the community, like certain things I'm wanting to do with people. Eventually, we want to do financial class or anything for the community and stuff like that can help them. We want to do also areas eventually be able to do stuff parenting to help us with our parenting and marriage, all these different outreach that we're eventually want to get going so it can be benefit to the community, so they can have better lives as married couple, parenting, and they can be able to handle the money right. You know, and that's a plan that we want to do there.
You know, something, you hit it right on the head, you know, with the family being right there as a big focus, because with the healthy relationship with the parents and then the parents actually having a little bit of a clue on how to raise their children.
That's right.
Works out pretty well. Folks would kind of scratch their heads at times if they're younger, saying, well, why would money have to matter? Well, it saves a lot of peace in the household when we're all on the same page, and when you don't have to worry about money. Mm-hmm. When you're taking care of your family, you're taking care of your finances, you're taking care of it all.
Yeah.
And then it comes together. It's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah. And we do worry a lot.
yeah, we do. This COVID's not been kind to anyone, and it's been a challenge to a lot of families. Mm-hmm. So if you want more information, you can just go to the website. That is www.deweycoc.org. And like you said, the outreach programs are there.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like the outreach and then the youth. I mean, that's another big thing that we're really trying to work with too is build the youth program and build our youth up. You know, I believe the youth is our future. I believe they're right now, and so our goal is to try to build that up in that area. So we also have youth, and I do different activities, trying to do different activities to benefit our youth. You know, you hear the old saying, refuge. You know, as safety, and I just want to have a refuge that the teenager can have something to go to feel safe. And that's what we're trying to accomplish there, and trying to help our youth out.
You know, you hit on that too, safety, security, and things like that. A lot of things our teenagers and young adults and even preteens have gone through with this COVID thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of things have been so out of the ordinary that some of these children and young people might have a distorted view on maybe the way things should be or might be and everything, and that's got to be a great comfort to these young kids that you're providing.
Yes, that's right. And give them that stability, you know, and give them that idea that, hey, it's something going to be better. I mean, things are happening, but it's green on the other side, so something good's going to come out of it.
You know, these kids, I get the feeling, Derek, that these kids are going to be very strong adults because they had to deal with unexpected adversity early.
Yeah.
And although it might be easy for some people to dwell in those setbacks, other kids, if they get around the right groups, like what you're providing there with the church, they're going to see this as an opportunity to grow and to be better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where it's, like with the teenagers up there, it's the same thing every avenue. It's adults and something to help us grow, you know, something that up there and this is an opportunity that they can grow, you know, different areas. Because, you know, spirituality, they help you in different areas. Emotionally, every avenue, it's going to help you. And I just believe that this is what they need.
when Christ is in the middle of it all, you can't go wrong.
That's right. That's right. That's it. That's it.
Once again, let's remind everyone about the Vacation Bible School coming up this next couple of weeks here.
Yes, it's coming up soon, and it's going to be June 6th through the 9th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the Dewey Church of Christ. That's the north of the high school, and we're going to have all types of puppets and shows, lessons, and crafts, and classes for teenagers and also classes for adults. And another opportunity we have, too, is you have that opportunity to You go there, you have an opportunity to maybe leave there. If you don't have a Bible, might have a chance to draw and be able to come out there with a Bible,
you know.
And every avenue that will help you grow spiritually.
Very good. And once again, you can call in at 918-534-2782, or you can go online at DeweyCoc.org. I want to thank you, Derek, for being here with us today. Welcome to the community.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
All righty. Hang tight. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to